MLM Nation, episode 117.
As we do this industry sometimes for a long time, logic starts to replace your excitement. And nobody gets in because of what you do or how it works. They get in because of why.
If you want to be successful, you just have to copy what MLM leaders do. Welcome to MLM Nation, presented by your host, Simon Chan. Where you'll learn strategies, secrets, and inspiring stories from today's top MLM income earners.
MLM Nation, this is Simon Chan, and I'm fired up to bring our special guest today, John Abbas. John, are you ready to make it happen?
Absolutely, sir. Yes, I am.
John Abbas owned a restaurant in Las Vegas before he discovered network marketing. He has over 7 years of MLM experience and has a passion for traveling and teaching people about entrepreneurship. His love for network marketing led him to create the first network marketing planner that's customized for MLM distributors. It includes a resource list, help you with tax savings, tax planning, and most importantly, an accountability section that helps you stay on track. So, John, I've given MLM Nation just a brief intro, but please share more about your background and how you came across network marketing.
Absolutely. I'm originally from Nashville, Tennessee, and I owned a restaurant in Las Vegas with my best friend after getting out of the military. And, we did exceptionally well for a year. And what ended up happening was in 2008, the economy hit. We ended up losing everything. And it was just really interesting because, I was 24 at the time. I'd gotten myself into about $250,000 worth of debt. And, my closest family member was 2,000 miles away, and I really didn't have a lot of options in front of me. I didn't have enough money to start another business. I didn't have, anything more than a high school diploma, so getting a job was really not an option to be able to pay that kind of debt off. And, I considered going back to school, but right at that time, I realized that I was going to have my first daughter. And when I realized that, I knew that I couldn't, wait 4 years to start making money. And, at that time I was introduced to the industry of network marketing by one of my customers at my restaurant. And, for me, I just saw an opportunity to be able to really dig myself out of that hole in 1 to 5 years versus 20 to 40 year game plan doing anything else. And, I got involved in the industry and, it took time to learn it, but I doing it part-time for a couple of years, I was able to develop the skills and build enough income to be able to go full-time. And at that point, I sold my restaurant. And the last 5 years have been just amazing. Time freedom. I've been able to travel to some amazing places. And, I have a deep passion for what we do and what we're able to empower people to do and helping them solve 40, 50-year problems in 1 to 3 years if they could just focus and bring a little bit of work ethic to the table.
First of all, just out of curiosity, what type of restaurant did you have?
It was very similar to a Panera Bread. It was a bakery cafe. I love coffee, and I love to eat, so I figured why not open a bakery cafe-style restaurant?
I see. No, the reason I asked that, I think one of my dreams was to, in the past, was to open up a sushi restaurant because I love Japanese food. But I know the restaurant business is one of the toughest businesses.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
So how did a person approach you? You said one of your good customers came and introduced you about the business. How did you,
yes, sir.
How did he invite you to take a look? What was his opening lines? How did he get you interested?
Yeah, well, her name was Nancy. She was a real estate broker, and she was one of my customers. And, when she would come in, I noticed her lifestyle, but I didn't say anything. I noticed that she had money but time. I've always met a lot of people with money and no time or time and no money. So to really meet someone that had both, I was already curious as to what she did. And, it was just one of those days where she came in twice. And I was there both times. I was there at 7 in the morning, and I was also there at like 8 p.m. at night. And she's just, asking me a few questions. She's like, man, how long have you been here today? And I was like, yeah, it's going on like 14 hours. And she's like, listen, like, you really need to come take a look at what I do. And, she's like, I don't know if it's for you, but she's like, it's at least worth exploring if you're having to work 14, 15 hours a day. And that just hit my hot button. You know, she pressed my hot button at the right time. And when she did, I was immediately open to taking a look at something.
Yeah, I could imagine. Like, she probably had a day where she did all these type of fun things, and while you were like slaving away. I mean, you're like a restaurant owner. It sounds good, but you basically, it's worse than a job, because at a job you don't have to worry about whether the restaurant does well or not. And here you're slaving away and worry about all that stuff. And who knows what type of day she had, and you're out there just working.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
When you got started, did you have success immediately, or you had some challenges?
No, I had a lot of challenges. I don't believe I really understood the industry for almost 2 years. I initially got involved thinking and having a lottery mentality. You know, I thought that the name of the game in this business wasn't, you know, I didn't think there was skills to learn. I didn't think I needed to get good at the business. I thought that what it came down to was finding people that knew a lot of people, finding people that were aggressive sales types people. So I never really focused for literally 2 years on developing my skill set, my mentality, getting better at the business myself. I just instead tried to focus my time on getting lucky, trying to find really good people. And that's why I really never had a lot of success for 2 years. And then I had a breakthrough literally at the end of my second year, and that changed everything.
So what was that breakthrough, or the light bulb moment?
The breakthrough is I learned that, you know, network marketing is a profession, and, you know, to any profession requires skill set, you know, requires you to develop yourself, you know, whether it's acting or whether it's building homes. And when I learned that this was a profession and it was something that I could master, it was something that I could get better at, you know, I stopped focusing on trying to find great people, and I started focusing on trying to become a great leader, become a great person. So, you know, I started mastering, you know, the basic skills of the industry, you know, how to approach, how to present, how to close, you know, how to launch someone's business, how to follow up. You know, there's not a lot of skills that I've learned that you have to master in this industry. And once I started focusing on mastering the basic five or six, that was just the breakthrough. I started to get better exponentially, and I started to make a lot more money, and the money fueled the excitement, which fueled just, you know, having a student mentality of the business and trying to get better every single day.
So I'm probably sure you can remember the first sign up you got after this turning point. Could you remember the person?
Absolutely.
You reported? Hey, who was that person, and how did you bring them in?
You know, I had always attended events, and, you know, I'll never forget it. My first real quality sign-up, you know, keep in mind, I've been in it 2 years at this point. I never had much success, never really made hardly any money. And I had met a gentleman through a lady in Florida. I'm in Vegas at the time, and I meet a lady in Florida over the phone. And she gets involved in the business, but does absolutely nothing but introduce me to somebody she used to sell land with in real estate. And this gentleman's name was Chris Smith. And it just so happened that this gentleman lived 20 minutes from where I grew up my entire life outside of Nashville. And I presented the business over the phone. He liked it. He ended up getting involved. And I remember it like it was yesterday. Within 60 days, he put almost 100 distributors in the business.
Wow.
And that was just a huge breakthrough. I was shocked, but at the same time, you know, I'd been focusing on personal growth, so I was able to handle it to a small degree and to be able to teach and coach and help, you know, help that grow in Nashville. So yeah, that was my first after the breakthrough.
Can you remember the moment when you decided to be serious? Like you said, you were just dabbling in the business by luck. What was the moment that made you say, I'm going to be a student, be serious about this? Was it something someone said, or you went to an event and someone woke you up? What was it?
The biggest thing for me, it was a combination of a couple of things. You know, being in the business for 2 years, well, you know, I was in a lot of debt when I got into, you know, the industry. And I owed a lot of people money, and I had a daughter on the way. And so, you know, imagine being 2 years in the industry, you're not making any money, you're having to wait tables part-time because your restaurant's going under. I felt so guilty, you know, having a daughter. And, you know, one of the things that I promised myself, because I grew up in an extremely poor family, I promised myself when I was young, you know, 8 or 9 years old, that I would never, ever, ever start a family until I was wealthy. That was the one thing I'd always promised myself forever. And, you know, seeing myself have a kid when I have no money, it was just, I mean, it broke my heart. And so I just got to a point where I made a decision that I'm going to do this. I literally weighed out all my options. I came to the conclusion that, you know, school is not an option. Traditional business is not an option. Getting a job is not an option. I have to make this work. And the reason I have to make this work is because I know there are people that make millions doing this. You know, I watch the people. I've seen the successes, the cars, the lifestyles. And I knew that if they were able to do it, I could do it. It would just take a matter of time. And so I just got to a breaking point is really what happened. I got to a breaking point out of desperation that I made a decision to make it happen. You know, my mentor always taught me that, you know, the two things in the world that make people change are inspiration or desperation. And it's usually the second one that really facilitate change in people. And for me, that was the case. I got so desperate that I made a decision that I was going to do it. And when you make a real decision, I mean, it's just funny how the universe starts to align things in your favor and things that you would have never expected come into your life.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking about desperation, I'm interested in your routine of your day, because you are, you know, like I said, it's worse than a job. You're working 12, 14 hours and you're stressed about mm-hmm. the restaurant. How did you make it happen? How did you fit network marketing into your daily schedule?
You know, I'm a big follower of Darren Hardy. And at the time I was listening to The Compound Effect and just some of his teachings. And it's not until you really listen to something like that that you realize that there's always time for anything that you want to do. I mean, anything. If it's a priority in your life, you'll make time. But, you know, most people, they're only really effective maybe 20, 30 minutes a day. The rest of the time, people are thinking about doing things or doing busy work. And, you know, I just started to break my day down and I realized that I had a lot more time than I thought. You know, I had to go to the grocery store, you know, typically 2-3 times a day to go grab milk and things like that. And it took almost 20, 30 minutes to get there and 20, 30 minutes to get back. And, you know, if I'm going 2 or 3 times a day, I mean, this is 3 hours almost a day that I'm in a car just listening to music that I could replace with phone calls. I could replace with activity, inviting people, getting a customer. I mean, you know, there's always time. So I learned how to not allot time out of my day to just focus on network marketing. I learned how to replace things that I was doing nothing while in transition or going to and from. I learned how to use that time to do my network marketing business.
So it's really about planning and being really strategic with like every minute of your day.
Yes, sir. 100%.
Yeah. You know, maybe this is a good time for you to talk about your planner, because I know, you know, even before we started the show, we talked about major problem with distributors. It's like the lack of time management. They're distracted. They're
right.
Not focused. And like they'll do the stuff that you do. Like they'll go run errands and in the car listening to music. So talk about the planner, because I know in the, you know, managing your contact list, keeping a schedule, follow-ups. That's another problem I know a lot of distributors have. They forget to follow up.
Right.
Or, I mean, I think I know I made this mistake where you're supposed to follow up with that person that day, and then for whatever reason you don't, and then 1 week, 2 weeks later, you forgot about that person, right? So talk
a
little bit about this planner and how, the accountability section and how, because it is like, as I've discovered, the first planner that's customized for MLM distributors. So can you share a little bit more about this?
Yes, sir. So we created a planner. It's called the NEMO Pro. NEMO actually stands for Network Marketing Organizer. It's an acronym. And, you know, the reason I created it was very simple. I've used a planner to build my business for years and years. I've always went to Staples or Office Depot to buy one. And, you know, they're great. But, the only part of it I used was the middle part, just putting my appointments in there. All the stuff in the beginning and the end were completely useless. And, you know, I usually spent $30, $40 a year to get this planner, and I would use it. And, you know, over the years, I just, you know, I would attend an event or I would attend a seminar or I would learn about something, or somebody on my team would show me, you know, a website or an application for a smartphone that would make building my business easier, or I would hear a quote. And, you know, I learned these things as time goes on. And, you know, I had I think maybe about 2 years ago, I learned about an app for a smartphone called GroupMe. And, you know, the app had been around a long time, but I just learned about it from somebody from my team. And, you know, when I started to use it, it saved me hours and hours and hours for building my business, you know, when it came to organization and communication. And I just got to a point, I was like, wow, I mean, why isn't there a resource where all of this stuff is in one place for network marketers? And so I started thinking, because I wanted to create a tool, but I didn't want to create something that people would have to spend more money on. Because, I mean, we understand that when you're in network marketing, when you're starting out, a lot of times you don't have a lot of money and you're already stretching yourself thin. So I didn't want to create something that people would have to spend more money on. I wanted to create something that people were already paying for. But instead of making it generic, I wanted to make it completely custom, specifically built to the industry. And so, you know, I created a planner. It's called the Nemo Pro. And, you know, in it is everything. You know, 2015 was the first edition. I put in that planner what I thought people wanted to see. I put the top books to read. I put the most valuable apps and resources. I put an accountability system so into every single day so you can keep track of busy work versus productive work. You know, I put a contact management system in there. I took all the latest statistics on the network marketing industry and put them in one place in the back of the planner so you would have a reference. And but for 2016, I had all year to interview, you know, some of the top network marketers in the world. You know, I sent out surveys to my existing customers asking them what they would want to see in a planner. And so, you know, I just took all of that feedback and, you know, that is how we created the 2016 version. You know, we're able to make them custom for teams with your own logo. I have a section in there on taxes. You know, it's not sexy or anything, but, you know, one of the biggest issues people have is taxes. They don't know how to track their expenses. So I interviewed, you know, a top CPA firm and I took their knowledge in that interview, and we put together a small, quick, simple system that anyone can use to stay on top of expenses and deal with taxes. So it's a planner. That's what it's function, but it's a planner that's built completely for our industry and you know, and what we do for a living.
Super cool. And I love entrepreneurs like you who are finding ways to give back, provide these valuable tools for the network marketing professional. So if they want to learn about this, John, where can they go?
You can go to nemopro.com. It's NEMOPRO.com. And we have a Facebook page as well. It's facebook.com/NemoProPlanner. And anything, all the information that you can want is available at those two sites.
Very cool. We will include those links in the show notes page, so make sure you check that out. Now, getting back to your story, John, we kind of digressed a little bit there, but I want to talk about, in your 7 years, what would you consider to be your proudest moment in network marketing?
My proudest moment was probably hitting a major position in my company and getting promoted in front of 25,000 people on stage. I had my two daughters with me on that stage for my promotion, and it was a moment I can't even put into words. You know, you work so hard to hit a goal, and when you actually achieve it, and the people that you love most are able to share in that moment with you. I had my dad and my mom there, and you know, my mom and dad, they've been divorced since I was like 4 or 5 years old, so my promotion was the first time in 25 years that my mom and dad would have been in the same room for more than 5 minutes. And so just that was hands down the proudest moment I ever had in the industry.
Wow, that is really cool. First time in 25 years, and they're celebrating the son's success. That's very, very, very special moment. Now,
thank you.
What do you think is the thing, what excites you most about network marketing now and where the profession is headed to? Because you're an entrepreneur. Yeah. You've seen a lot of changes, right? You start mm-hmm. from having a business owner, restaurant. What do you see this profession headed to?
Do I have 2 minutes to go into that?
Sure. Yeah, I'm ready. You know, especially from an entrepreneur's perspective, yes.
Sure. You know, I have a mentor in Nashville, and he's a billionaire, and he's – I met him by chance, and you know, he is actually an avid fan of network marketing. He made hundreds of millions of dollars in many different industries. He's one of the creators of VeggieTales, the kids' TV show, and he's made a lot of money in different areas. And you know, we had a conversation, and it's this conversation that I'm referring to answer your question. You know, he believes that network marketing is just going to be the future of business. And, you know, all the rejection, all the things that we face, you know, the reason it's a good thing is because, you know, we had a conversation one night. He talked about, you know, how our country, we go into different ages. You know, there's the Bronze Age, there's the Stone Age. And, you know, the last three ages, you know, when people first came to America was the agricultural age. You know, everybody was a farmer. Parents taught their kids to be farmers who taught their kids to be farmers. And what happened was a couple hundred years ago, we moved into the industrial age. And, you know, what my mentor had always taught me says that, you know, whenever you move into a new age, there's always about a 30-year gap between when it happens and when the masses accept that it's going to happen. And, you know, in that 30-year gap is where all of the opportunity lies, and that's where all of the money's made. So, you know, when we went into the industrial age and factories started replacing farms, you know, there's a 30-year gap where parents still taught their kids, no, don't do, you know, be a farmer. But it was the people that embraced that change, that faced that opposition, that made all of the money, the Rockefellers, the Carnegies. And, you know, what ended up happening, you know, my mentor was teaching me about a year and a half ago. He says, you know, about 15, 20 years ago, we moved into the information age. You know, we're no longer in the industrial age. You know, information is key. But the problem is most parents are still teaching their kids industrial age philosophies. Go to school, get a good education, get a good job. And, you know, the reason, you know, network marketing, I love it so much is because I know it's an information age type business. And I know that when we're facing opposition and rejection, it's not that people don't love what we do or they don't, it's just because they don't understand what we do. They're having a hard time embracing an information age type business when they're in an industrial age type mindset. And so, you know, my mentor is teaching me that, you know, we're about, you know, 20 to 25 years into the information age. So we have about 5 years to 10 years left at most before the masses start to embrace the fact that we're in the information age. And when that happens, industries like network marketing are going to flourish. They're going to become commonplace. And so I get excited because I know the future of business is network marketing and network marketing type businesses. And so I'm so excited because I know that's where things are going. And I get super excited anytime, you know, I hear somebody closed-minded because I know that the future of business is what we're doing and we're headed in the right direction.
Hey, that was awesome. Hey, you got to write a book about this. That's really good stuff. You know, while you were talking about that, I was just like, you're right. We are in the information age, and there's more and more information. And even just like this show, right, this ML Nation, this podcast, it wouldn't have existed a couple of years ago. And even the short time, I mean, this episode, 117, ever since we've launched, there's been other shows too, like network marketing shows, and more people get into this. And it's a very – and I think you hit it right on. People are late to the show, 20 to 30 years late, and we got 5 or 10 years more. And it's very, very exciting. And what excites me the most is like, and I've been in the profession over a decade now, it's like it's attracted entrepreneurs like you. In the past, I've seen, even in most of the successful people on ML Nation, I see more of them were business owners like you. In the past, you know, if you talk about 10 years ago, most of them were like maybe baby boomers, they frustrated jobs, they got into the business. Very few Gen Y people. And now there's more and more of them, which makes it really exciting.
Absolutely.
Now, as we go towards the end of the show, some really quick questions, John, to pick your brain, okay? And one of them is, what is one of your favorite success quotes that motivates you?
My favorite quote of all time is by an author, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but it's Paulo Coelho, I think is how you say it. But the quote is, you know, one day you'll wake up and it will be too late to do all of the things you've always wanted to do. Do it now. And that just, I look at that every day. It's just a quote that gets me fired up to live every day to the fullest.
That's a good one. And you know, I got so caught up with your story about your restaurants and your entrepreneurial experience that I forgot to ask you one of the most important questions on the show, which is, and I always lead with this too, but I got caught up with the restaurant and everything. What is your worst moment in network marketing? Like the most challenging moment, it's probably happened maybe your first 2 years or later afterwards, where most people will quit, but you hung in there. And because of that, you learned a major lesson.
My worst moment was the first time that I hit momentum and lost it because I wasn't a leader yet in the business. I hit momentum. The gentleman that I was talking about that put 100 people in and, you know, in 60 days, It wasn't because I was good at the business. It was because I just found somebody that had influence. And, you know, because of what he did, I ended up moving my whole family back to Nashville, and we relocated there to build the business. And, you know, I was so excited because I had made really good money for a couple of months. We had momentum, and then it stopped. I literally went from making a lot of money to no money. And, you know, I didn't want to look in the mirror and blame myself and grow myself. And so I started blaming things. And, you know, running out of money, I actually had to go back and get a job for a while. And, you know, the job that I got, because I didn't have anything more than a high school education, of all things, I got a job teaching ballroom dance lessons, because it was a company, they didn't want to hire dancers because they didn't want to unteach and reteach them how to do it the right way. And so I got a job teaching ballroom dance, and I was just at an all-time low point. I had a second daughter on the way. I literally was making no money at the time. And it's just, that was that point. I came to the realization that I'm either going to quit or I'm going to go all in. And when I literally got to that moment, I just made a decision to go all in, and I bounced back, and I just started learning how to be excited all over again. You know, that was the key for me, is just, as we do this industry sometimes for a long time, logic starts to replace your excitement. And nobody gets in because of what you do or how it works. They get in because of why. And I just started learning how to be all fired up all over again. I started, you know, just training myself to be super excited. And, you know, we were able to dig ourselves out of that hole, and we had a much more permanent success right after that.
I love that story. Thank you. I'm so glad I didn't forget to ask you that, because I think for a lot of listeners, when you shared before, you got this guy who boarded 100 people, we thought, oh, that was the happy, you know, that was the good ending. Mm-hmm. But most distributors don't realize this business is a business up and downs. Even after you achieve success, you know, even like John has some bad days, but he bounces back, and then over the great days are way better than the bad days. It's always up and down, up and down. He found someone that's 100 people, and then he went back down. It's probably, that's even worse. You went full time telling people how great the business is, and then you're back at a job working. You know? that's the worst. That's like, you know, not what's, people say, like, not having money, not having success. What's worse than that is having some success and having that all taken away from you. And then you're left off worse than you were before. And so it's amazing that you bounce back. And I think that's a major lesson for your listeners there. It is a roller coaster. And Darren Carty talks about the emotional roller coaster, the entrepreneurial roller coaster. Ups and downs is constantly ups and downs. And that's just like in anything in life, whether it's real estate, businesses, the stock market, everything's ups and downs. But the only way you lose is if you quit. So I want to touch on one more thing. So what was the thing that was lacking that you felt? That was your leadership that made it collapse? And was that the thing that – what was the major lesson you got out of that experience?
That was really the biggest thing. It's just, you know, I had never had to really lead a lot of people. I didn't know – you know, how to handle growth and how to handle a team. I didn't know any of those things. You know, I didn't know that sometimes, you know, in our industry, you have to wear different hats. Sometimes you have to know when to hug people. Sometimes you have to know when to inspire them, when to kick them, when to, you know, you have to be a coach. And it took time to learn those things. It's not like leadership is something that you could just make a decision, you're going to be a leader, and now you're a great leader. I mean, these things, you know, in my opinion, leadership is developed through massive frustration. And that's what forces you to grow. And it was through those times that I would always go back to the drawing board, and I would grow myself. I would dive into books. And, you know, it was those books and you know, the things that I read that really helped me develop myself to be able to lead an organization. And I didn't deserve it, is basically what I'm trying to say. You know, I didn't have success because I didn't deserve success. I wasn't prepared.
Yeah. Your income only grows as fast as you grow. And you know, you talked about, I'm laughing because you said the first 2 years you thought that this business was about getting lucky. And in many ways, you did get lucky with that guy. But since internally your mindset didn't grow, you lost it. And you really had to rebuild again.
Absolutely.
It's kind of like the lottery winners who win the money, but then they end up more broke than we were before because they still have a poverty mindset. And you didn't have the leadership to sustain that. And so I'm proud of you to bounce back, because a lot of people say, oh, this business doesn't work. Even the one time I get lucky, they still quit. No, everyone quits in network marketing. But you were able to bounce back and realize it was your leadership. And once you develop that leadership, you'll be able to achieve the success you've achieved right now. So proud of you.
Right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
So couple questions. Now we're going to go back to picking your brain, okay?
Sure.
What's the one habit that's helped you become successful, John?
Consistency. 100% consistency. I always teach my team, one of the lessons I got from, in my opinion, one of the greatest network marketers of all time. He taught me, it's, you can do network marketing part-time. You just cannot do it sometime. There's a huge difference, and most people mistake the difference between part-time and sometime. Part-time is 10-15 minutes a day, but every day. Sometimes you just do it when you feel like it, and you cannot have success in anything if you're doing it sometime. You can't do it at the gym. You can't not go for 10 days and then work out for 6 hours. That's sometime. But part-time, you can build something substantial. And so, the biggest habit I had to learn is how to be consistent, no matter how I felt. No matter if I was tired, if I was excited, if I wasn't excited, if I had a bad day, or if me and my spouse were fighting, it didn't matter. I had to be consistent. And, one of my mentors, the same one, the billionaire, he taught me a little lesson that helped me put that into perspective. He said to me, John, there are things that you do every day, no matter what. He's like, you brush your teeth every single day. You take a shower every single day. It doesn't matter if you're fighting with your spouse. It doesn't matter if you had a miserable day. It doesn't matter if somebody passed away that you love. Regardless of all those things, there are certain things in your life that you automatically do every single day because they're a habit, whether it be brushing teeth, combing your hair, taking a bath. He says, the minute that you make your success that much of a habit and a priority, then you're going to have success and you're going to win. He's like, you have to understand that consistency is the key to all success and all wealth, and it has to be more important than how you feel.
That's awesome. And I guess related to it, what's the best piece of advice you ever received?
The best piece of advice I've ever received in my entire life was the same gentleman. He said to me, he says, you could spend a lifetime learning from your own mistakes, or lunch learning from someone else's. The ultimate shortcut in life and anything that you ever want to do is finding a mentor. In any company, you want to start any business, spend all of your time trying to find someone who's mastered it instead of trying to figure it out on your own. Even if it took you 6 months to find someone who's mastered it and it takes another 6 months to get them to give you some of their time, it's still more effective than trying to go out and figure it out on your own. And that's the best piece of advice I've ever got, because in any company, in any industry, there is someone that has what you want. They've achieved what you want to achieve. You have to do whatever it takes to put yourself on their path, to have them mentor you, or someone like that mentor you.
What's your favorite prospecting tool you use? So say someone is interested in your business. Do you send them a link to an online video? Do you do a webinar with them? Do you sit down and do a flip chart, or do you use a company magazine or Success from Home magazine? What do you like to use?
I use different tools. One that I really enjoy using for cold market, believe it or not, is one of my really good friends in network marketing is a gentleman by the name of Brian Carruthers. He's written a couple of books in the industry, Building Your Empire. And I just released another book, but he created a tool. It was called Making My First 10 Million. And it's a little green booklet. I really like it because you can read it in 10 minutes, but it just goes into the mindset, of network marketing. Cause his background was, he came from a really wealthy family, and he really shunned was not interested in network marketing, but his brother had, I believe his brother had a heart attack in his early 30s because of stress. And so that's what led him to be open-minded about network marketing. But he created this little booklet, this little tool. I like it because it's an easy read. You can give it to people. They can read it. It'll open up their mind, and you could just put your information in the back. And I love using that as a tool. It's called Making My First 10 Million.
Yes, Brian Carruthers is one of the most recognized MLM leaders, and he's done so much for profession. Definitely go check out his book. He's also been on MLM Nation. I believe it was episode 92 to check it out. And he also recently wrote a great book. I believe it's called Money Mindset. That's a very quick read that talks about network marketers, what they should do with your money. And we will include all those books in the show notes page. John, do you have a favorite online resource, like an Evernote, a Dropbox, or a favorite app on your phone that you use? I know you have mentioned GroupMe before, or anything else?
GroupMe is a really important one. A favorite resource. I mean, I love the Eric Worre Network Marketing Pro videos, the interviews that he did with the top income earners. I mean, I watch those episodes religiously because, you know, again, the ultimate shortcut is a mentor. And what better way than to get an entire career of someone like, you know, just very similar to what you're doing, Simon. I mean, I really appreciate what you do. And, you know, it's an opportunity for someone to get years and years worth of information in 20 minutes. And so that's a huge resource. As far as apps and websites, you know, there's a few that I use. Back in my brain trying to think of one. I can't think of it right now, but GroupMe is definitely one of the top, I think, websites. Join.me, I really like that website because you can screen share with anybody anywhere in the world, and it allows you to be able to walk people through things. But, yeah, that's pretty much the top.
Awesome. You've given so many good nuggets on this show. Thank you so much. What's one book you could recommend to MLM Nation?
Honestly, my favorite book of all time when it comes to this industry, there's two. One is Start With Why by Simon Sinek. And that's Simon, S-I-N-E-K, obviously, good name. but he wrote a book called Start With Why, and it's probably the most powerful. It's not a network marketing book, but it's probably the most powerful book I've ever read on how we build our business. And the second book is Tribal Leadership. It's probably the best leadership book that I've ever read. I absolutely love that book. It's by Dave Logan. Those two books, they're also in my planner as well. I list them as resources, but I had the biggest breakthroughs of all time when I read those two books. I mean, start to finish, you just have aha moment after aha moment after aha moment. I was blown away. Those are the two.
And MLM Nation, I know you love audio, so if you haven't already, you can get an amazing free audiobook at MLMNationBook.com. That is MLMNationBook.com. So, John, here's the last question, the million-dollar question. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Before we go to the million-dollar question, MLM Nation, I know you want to grow your business, and I know you want to earn more income. So that's why I want to share with you something that will instantly help your business and increase your income. You already know the importance of sponsoring. And if you can't sponsor, the fact is you simply won't earn any real income in network marketing. Sponsoring is so important. And that's why I'm inviting you to a free training that will change your business forever. I want you to check out my free sponsoring workshop webinar, where you're going to learn how to invite more prospects, overcome the objections, and sponsor more distributors. You can register for this free training at www.sponsoringworkshop.com. Again, that's sponsoringworkshop.com. If you like these podcasts for MLM Nation and these trainings, you'll find this free webinar even more helpful. This is the training that helped me earn over $1 million in MLM and giving me the residual income so I can be a stay-at-home dad of my kids and also have the time to give back and produce these MLM Nation podcast episodes for you. This is the training, the skills that helped me become successful in network marketing, and you're going to learn this at this free sponsoring workshop webinar. So here's some of the things you would learn and get. You're going to get the first step you must take before you even talk to your contact list. You're going to discover the three type of prospects and how you must talk to them differently. Okay, not all prospects are the same. They're different. You also get my proven cold market scripts that will help you convert strangers into prospects. These are the things that helped me. I mean, I didn't sponsor 200 people in a year, but I sponsored over 80-something people in 1 year. How would your business grow if you sponsored 80 people in a year? You also learn how to get prospects to overcome the objections. So listen to your presentations. You know, an MLM objection, how to, you know, I don't have any money. So you're going to discover, you're going to learn all those things. And also, The best part is you get my famous six-figure close. So you can sign up prospects. And this is the same script, why it's a six-figure close. Because I used it to sign up one of my party friends. This guy was a party animal. And I used that six-figure close. And he joined. And now he's a diamond director and earns me a six-figure passive income just from one person. And so you'll get the same six-figure close on this free webinar. So anyway, enough of what you learned. What you really need to do now is register right now or write this website down. It's at www.sponsoringworkshop.com. Okay, sponsoringworkshop.com. This free webinar is offered 3 different days. That's the cool part. This is 3 different days at 4 different times. So that anyone around the world, because I know ML Nation, you guys are global, you can listen to it. And even better, if you don't have the patience, you want it immediately, there's an option. If you go to sponsoringworkshop.com, there's an option to watch it now immediately. So you can watch it right now and learn. So start learning the skills that help me build a million-dollar MLM business and go to sponsoringworkshop.com. So look forward to seeing the training. So now you know about something that's going to help you. I have to share that with you. Let's go back to the show and to the million-dollar question. Here's the million-dollar question. Imagine you had to start all over again and you knew no one. So you didn't know your mentor, your billionaire mentor. You didn't know your daughters. You had no family members. But you had all your current knowledge, skills, and wisdom. So kind of like an alien, you went to another planet and they spoke English. Okay, what's the first thing or the first place you go to find prospects and build an MLM business from scratch?
That's funny you say that because I actually just recently relocated to Chicago to build a ground floor market out there knowing absolutely nobody. So I just had to do this about a year ago, and we've been able to build a successful organization in the Chicago marketplace. You know, I didn't have a set routine. I just wanted to go where people were. Anywhere there were people, I went to anything and everything. And my goal was not to try and recruit a lot of people. My goal was to build relationships, ask a lot of questions, get a lot of business cards, you know, compliment people on, you know, their watch, their shoes, just open up a lot of conversations, collect cards, and really build. Because I know that the secret to building a business, if you're starting from scratch, is you have to fill your planner. You have to have a busy schedule. If you don't have appointments every day and you don't have your week booked out, you're not going to make money. And so my whole mindset was I have to fill my planner with appointments. So how do I do that? Well, I have to meet a lot of people and I have to do a lot of follow-up and I have to book a lot of appointments. And that's what I did. I went everywhere. I went, you know, I got on, you know, meetup groups. I went to networking events. I went to Starbucks. Anywhere there was going to be a lot of people, that's where I put myself. I immersed myself in environments where there's people because you have to. And, you know, I wasn't out just peeking people like crazy, being super aggressive because I don't have a very aggressive personality. That's just not how I am. I'm not like a really salesy type of person, but I'm really good at follow-up. And so, you know, it was very easy for me to go, you know, to different places and just compliment someone, ask them what they do. And I would just be like, wow, awesome. Do you mind if I get a card? You know, I just always get their card. And what I would do is the next day I would follow up and I would just book appointments from there, appointment after appointment. And once I got my schedule to where I had 3 to 4 appointments a day, things started to take off. So to answer the question, I would go anywhere there's a lot of people, but my focus is getting my schedule packed. If you don't have a packed schedule, then you can't expect to get results.
As we wrap up, do you have any last words of advice? And then what's the best way our listeners can connect with you?
The best way the listeners can connect with me is either through my Facebook. Simon, should I give an email or a phone
number?
Sure.
I mean, there'll be people contacting you. So if you can handle the emails and a phone call, sure. It's totally up to you.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, I love what I do. So my email is visualize, VISUALIZE, success, SUCCESS, 82@gmail.com. So again, it's visualize, success, 82@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook at, my name is John Abbas, John, J-O-H-N, last name A-B-B-A-S. And obviously, you can also contact me through my planner website, NemoPro.com or Facebook.com/NemoProPlanner.
And any last words or advice?
The last words of advice I would give everybody is just focus. Focus your energy, focus your energy, focus your time. You know, momentum is an amazing thing, and momentum comes, in my opinion, from just massive focus and massive activity. You know, and not only just focus, but, you know, really utilize resources like MLM Nation. I mean, you guys have to understand that, you know, people like Simon take a lot of time, energy, effort, frustration to put all of these things together. You know, just this podcast that we're listening to right now, you know, most of you probably couldn't imagine how much editing will have to go into this and how much time that Simon's going to put into making this thing, you know, usable for you guys as listeners. And, you know, just, you know, immerse yourself in it. You know, don't underutilize resources like this. Get your team involved. Let them listen to these things. I mean, these are valuable. They're really, really valuable. You know, just use the resources around you and focus your energy and your effort into your business, and just don't toe dip with it. You have to go all in. Eventually, to be a top earner in any company, you'll have to make the decision to go all in. Why wait till you're broke like I had to go, till you're desperate, till you're losing everything before you really make the decision to go all in? Just make the decision. Go all in today. Make a decision for your family. Find out what motivates you, what inspires you, but plant your flag and just go do it. And if you just do it, you'll get better at it. You'll figure it out and you'll make it happen. That's all that I have.
MLM Nation, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And today, you'll be hanging out with John Abbas. So keep up the momentum and go to MLMNation.net and type in John or Abbas in the search bar, which is A-B-B-A-S, okay? A-B-B-A-S. And the show notes of all the great links, the tools, the resources. I mean, gosh, John gave us so many. John gave so many, from the links, the books, the online resources. Will be right there. In order to be successful in network marketing, you must help others. So, John, thanks again for sharing your valuable time with MLM Nation. We're grateful to you, and we appreciate you for having a positive impact on millions of distributors worldwide. Thanks again, John, and God bless you.
Thank you so much.
MLM Nation was an awesome show from John Abbas. Wow, tons of resources he gave, online resources, the books, different things he mentioned. Make sure you check out the show notes page. Go to MLMNation.net and go to the search bar. John Abbas, last name's A-B-B-A-S. You've just put John to show up, but I mean, we've had a couple Johns on the show, but it's A-B-B-A-S. And again, the thing that stood out, I'm just sharing with you, he gets so much good stuff, but again, he is a business owner. He's an S-type, the people who are smarter entrepreneur. These are the type of people you want to get into the business. A lot of times, these may be your chicken list, right? But you want to, these are the people, if you get them in, they'll explode your business. And never assume just because they have a business, they're not interested, because a lot of business owners are hurting. Like John was hurting. I mean, by the way, if anything, worse than being an employee is owning a job. And John was at a cafe working 12, 14 hours a day and not even making money, losing money, stressed about it. You know, if you're an employee, you work 9 to 5, you're going home. That's it. Here, you're not working 9 to 5 because you got to open the store. You got to do the books. You got to go get the groceries, do the inventory and all that, and clean the place, right? And do owning. I mean, that's like what Robert Kiyosaki said, talking about the Esquire. You're basically owning a job, and that's what he had. But he was open. Like he said, he didn't even think twice. He jumped in right away. So if you don't know how to approach these people, go check out my webinar. It's a free 2-hour webinar, sponsoringworkshop.com. I actually talk about the three different type of prospects, and really the only three scripts you need to know on how to approach people, and definitely get your successful type. So go to your contact list, MLM Nation. Look at the people who are smarter, successful entrepreneurs. Contact them first. And if anything, these people are normally never negative, because they're open-minded, they're entrepreneurial, and if you do get them in, they can explode really quickly. Another thing I really love John for sharing is, you know, I got so caught up with his story. You know, he was just such a cool guy that I forgot about asking him his worst moment. And when he shared about he got this one guy in who brought in 100 people in like 60 days, you thought that was the happy ending to the story, right? But no, the whole thing collapsed. And John actually lost almost everything, had to go back and get a job. Think about that. So if that happens, you know, and a lot of leaders don't like to talk about it. That's why I really appreciate John for sharing that. It happens. This business is about up and downs, and there are ups and there are downs, and there are people who join and also people who quit. There are leaders who leave, and a lot of times it's a reflection of your leadership. And what I love about John is, like, it's not the industry's fault, the profession doesn't work. You know, he worked so hard for 2 years to getting nothing, and finally he got his big break, and then he lost it all, right? But it is his leadership, because just like the, you know, the lottery mentality, people win money a lot, who win a lot of money in lottery, they lose it all because they don't have the mindset to handle it. So if you grow a team, do you have the mindset to the leadership to do that? And that's why self-development is really important. And that was John's turning point when he decided, hey, you know, I want my daughters to grow up well. I need to go out there and be serious student to the business. And once he did that, he was able to bring people in, right? Be serious. Last thing is, talk about being effective. We're only effective 20, 30 minutes a day. Planning, you definitely check out John's planner. You know, go to the show notes page. The link is right there. But you have to be consistent in the business. And most of us, we only have 20, 30 minutes of really productive time. So use that time to prospect and call people, not just, you know, wasting time doing Facebook or whatever. And I mean, I'm not saying Facebook is bad, but a lot of times the messaging back and forth requires very, very low brain power, right? You don't need to have high energy, high creativity to do that. Use your high creativity when you're most energetic to prospect. Your most effective moments in the day, 20 to 30 minutes. Make sure you're talking to people every single day. And John says, it's not, you know, you can do this business part-time, but not some of the time, right? Part-time, but not some of the time. I mean, you're basically doing it all the time, thinking about it. Consistency is the big part of it. Actually, he says sometime. Not sometime, all the time. Now, you don't need to put hours into it, but a little bit each day, all the time. Okay, all the time. It's part-time, but not sometime. And the last thing that's very inspiring, you know, he hit it right on. I told him he should write a book about this. We're in the information age, but we're still training people to be in the industrial age. Okay? We're in the information age. Things are changing. Network marketing is just going to be grow. We're ML Nation. I call the show ML Nation because it's 95 million, almost 100 million distributors worldwide. It's only going to get bigger because people are going to realize that, hey, getting the traditional job is not going to work anymore. I mean, multiple streams of income is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity. And if you don't believe it, you know how it is with the corporations. You know what happened in the last financial crisis, and you know what's going to happen in the next financial crisis as well. So, a very awesome show. If you like these shows, make sure you leave a review. Go to iTunes, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. And if you don't use Apple, leave a review on Stitcher. And also share this with your upline, downline, friends. You know, we're all in the same profession together. So again, make sure you reach out to John. Awesome leader. And just getting started. And really, just, I get so fired up when I talk to entrepreneurs who get started in network marketing. It just tells you how awesome a profession is. You know, I'm loud and proud to be a network marketer. I'm even louder and prouder when we have these entrepreneurial people on the show. Get involved in network marketing. I'm making a huge impact, a huge difference. So thanks again to John. And ML Nation, I thank you. And remember, go out there, be consistent, do the business all the time. And remember, we're in the profession to help others. So go out there and have a positive impact on someone's life today. God bless you all.
Thank you so much for joining us today on MLM Nation. Head over to MLMNation.net for full recaps of every show, our training articles, and helpful resources. Your MLM success is waiting for you. So prepare to take off.